the state of Colorado is waging a war on the Airbnb market in Colorado. And this new bill that's being proposed, which has a good high likely chance of getting passed, might change or at least cripple the Airbnb market that we know of in Colorado that we all love and use so much. And that's what we're going to go over today. If you're an Airbnb host, this is going to be something that you want to pay attention to. If you're looking to get into the short-term rental market, you're definitely going to want to watch this because it might change how you approach everything. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Living in Denver podcast. And this issue has come up on my radar the last couple of weeks or so, but it looks like it's actually catching traction now. So I figured we'd take some time and really go over what this bill looks like, what the current market is for Airbnb in Colorado, and if this thing passes, how it's going to affect you and your Airbnbs in the state of Colorado. On this channel, we love to answer questions you homeowners, buyers, and investors have. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. If you're listening and you find this valuable, we would love a review from you. We are on the newer side of podcasts out there, but hoping that this can bring some immense value to you if you are thinking of coming to the Denver market. So let's just start out with what this tax bill is being proposed as. So currently, to kind of set some groundwork here, Airbnbs are taxed a little bit differently as short-term rentals than your typical property taxes, and each jurisdiction is a little bit different, and it ranges generally anywhere from about 5.5% up to about 7-ish% or so. And Summit County, where most of the ski resorts are, is one of the heaviest locations of Airbnb. And now Denver, we are in the top 20 list for Airbnbs in the country. And there's roughly, 5,000, I think, Airbnbs currently for our city, which the city of Denver really only has about 770,000 people. And so it's a pretty high percentage, and that's not including the entire Denver metro area, which of course, those numbers are gonna be even higher. But our ski towns, right? Steamboat, Vail, Aspen, Summit County specifically, which has Breck and Keystone and Silverthorne and Frisco. That's the pretty big peak of Airbnbs in our state. People that own second properties or third properties. And so this is going to affect almost everybody. And here's what's being proposed, right? So with the new proposed tax bill, they're going to want to tax these properties as commercial properties, just like a bed and breakfast or a hotel would be. Now, what that currently means is, let's say your property is assessed. And now this gets into some nitty-gritty numbers, and it varies county by county. So how does this break down for a typical Airbnb type of property in Summit County? Well, I ran some numbers here from a friend of mine that has a property in Breckenridge. Now, the way it's currently situated is that the way the property is assessed, you're going to basically be paying about $4,600 in property taxes. Okay. So for those of you that are watching on YouTube, you can see it here on the screenshot, kind of in the upper top right here. That's how much you're paying in property taxes, roughly at about 7% of the assessed value of your property. This is for a two-bedroom, two-bath condo that's worth roughly about $800,000. Okay. Now, on the new proposed tax bill that has a really good chance of getting passed, I would say, they're going to change it to commercial tax rate, which is at 29%. Okay. So what that looks like at the end of the day is that your taxes go from about $4,700 up to about $16,500. They more than triple for your tax rate. Now, that's a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. And I know especially for people that have gotten into the market in the last, let's say, 5 years or so, right? It was a big deal to look at Airbnbs a handful of years ago. Regular rental numbers on long-term rentals started to get not so good looking. And so people started looking at Airbnbs as a potential option to get a second property up in the mountains, right? To be able to have somewhere where they can go for a handful of weekends out of the year, rent it out to the rest of the time, and make a little bit of money on it. But that extra $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 in taxes, realistically, is what a lot of people make on a rental property. Okay. And even that is a pretty solid rate of return, I would say. If you're netting profit at the end of the day for a standard short-term rental in that $10,000 to $15,000 zone, like that puts properties to shame in the long-term rental market in Denver, where you might be cash flowing about $300 a month. Okay, so that's $3,500, $3,600 a year for your typical rental long-term tenants down in the Denver market. So to be making $10,000, 3 to 4 times the rate of what a long-term rental would get you, that's why it became attractive. But it's a lot to manage, right? Airbnb short-term rentals are not easy to manage all the time. The cleaning fees are astronomical, and that's if you can, you know, find someone that can rotate through your properties quickly enough to be able to get them ready again. Occupancy rates are falling a little bit above 50%. All the fees and all that stuff, we've all been through it before, right? You go, you look at a property, it's $250 a night, and you're like, great, you know, me, my family, maybe you have dogs or something like we do, and that's why we take advantage of a lot of Airbnbs, because when we go skiing for the weekend, like, we don't want to leave our dogs here. We'd rather take them with us. They hang out in the car while we're skiing. They love it. And you know, we're not going bell to bell anymore. We're like 4 hour skiers, right? And that includes lunch. So we're doing 10, 12, 15 runs. And then we're back to the car. The dogs would rather be with us than not. And taking advantage of Airbnbs is really how we get it done. But at $250 a night, you book 2 nights, you're like, okay, $500, $600, $700, great after the fees, and it turns out to be over $1,000, right? Between the cleaning fees and the Airbnb fees and taxes and all that junk. And so with this, you know, there's really only a couple of ways that Airbnbs will continue to survive under this new proposed bill. And that's either by hiking the fees up even further, right? Which they're already almost unsustainable. Okay. They're right on the brink. You know, we've had this discussion in our family quite a bit on if it's even worth it anymore, right? And we're not talking about the ski traffic to get up there. Like, we're just purely talking about, all right, we spent money on our ski passes. We spent $2,000 a year for the three of us to get our Icon or Epic Local passes. And then anymore, it's so hard to take a day trip up to Summit County to, you know, get your ski day, and you got to leave at 5:30, 5:45 in the morning. If you leave at 6:15, like, it's going to take you 3 hours to get there. And it kills the total momentum of the weekend. It kills an entire day. So we would rather stay up there and get in 2 days of solid skiing than to do day trips up there anymore. The risk return, you know, the reward return on taking a day trip up skiing is just getting really hard with I-70 and its traffic. And so it's almost becoming unsustainable for us to be spending the night up there, right? Another $1,000 per weekend, you know, for a few of us to stay up there, like for 2 days of skiing on top of the ski passes and everything else, like that's starting to become tough to swallow. So either A, the cost gets passed on to the consumer, right? Because other than that, like, it doesn't make sense to rent this place out anymore. Or B, people start selling their properties off that own Airbnbs because they're going to be breaking even or potentially even losing money on their short-term rental. And that's going to put more inventory on the market. And it's going to, of course, suppress prices a little bit if we get a flood of inventory coming on from people selling Airbnbs. You know, every time I turn around, I feel like there's something new getting passed for Airbnbs, whether it's licensing that you need up in Summit County and there's only X amount of them available, or if it's, you know, law changes in Denver County here, which then, you know, a neighbor turns you in and now, you know, that investment property is shot. And unfortunately, a lot of people bought Airbnbs with the intention of it being a short-term rental, right? Without the backup plan of what happens if the law changes and I have to turn this thing into a long-term rental, right? And now with all the law changes, I know it's already happened in the last few years in Denver where people have offloaded their should-be Airbnbs because the numbers no longer worked because Denver was cracking down on you having multiple Airbnbs. Now, the way that this law bill is going to be presented is, and there's a lot of wishy-washy stuff, right? So take this with a grain of salt. Some of the things on there state that it's for short-term rentals that are beyond your second property that are rented out for more than 90 days a year on a short-term rental status, which is anything rented out that's allowed to be rented out for 30 days or less. Okay. So on one hand, I'm seeing information that states, you know, well, unless this is your third property, like you've got your first residency here, let's say in Denver, then you have a second mountain property that you stay at, and now it's your third property, and that's truly just an Airbnb. You really don't stay there at any time. Well, that's not the majority of people. That's not the majority of Airbnbs. But there are some people who have lots of Airbnbs, and this is definitely going to affect them because I could see this increase in taxes just completely crushing their numbers, and it might be time for their exit. Now, why does the state want to go against these Airbnbs? And is it really against the Airbnbs, or is it, you know, the hotel lobbyists stepping up going, wait a minute here. You know, we've got hotels. We have to pay damn near 30% taxes on our properties. Like, how can these people get away with it on offering basically the same exact service? So I think the hotel lobbyists have a part to play in it. But more importantly, you know, I think the backhanded approach is that the legislators think that this is going to free up more affordable housing, right? That's the problem the entire country is having right now. And it is the entire country, from Tennessee to Illinois to California to Colorado, like to Florida now, like everybody is having affordable housing issues. And so I think they try to slap at the problem, which doesn't really address the real problem that's going on, and to try to make more affordable housing scenarios. But nothing is a silver bullet. And a lot of this stuff, unfortunately, is just a stab at a problem that makes good clicky headlines. Hey, Summit County is going to have, you know, is working towards more affordable housing. And that's going to come in the way of, you know, people selling what would be short-term rentals. If you've ever tried to book a place up in the mountains, whether it's a hotel, whether it's an Airbnb, you know that the inventory is scarce already. Right. So let's pretend for a second. And I think Summit County has something like 5,000 Airbnbs. So there's a fair chunk of Airbnbs up in Summit County. And let's say, you know, half of those were to go away tomorrow. Well, it's already a pain in the ass to try to get a hotel to rent. And those aren't cheap either. Those are $250 a night on the cheap side, right? More like $400 or $500 a night for most of your standard stuff. And then this option for Airbnbs goes away, you know, there's half the inventory. All that's going to do is up the prices, which, you know, our state relies on so much tax dollars from people going on vacation, right? And if you make it that much harder, it's not going to solve the problem. Not to mention these properties that go back on the market, a two-bedroom, two-bath condo in Breckenridge can go for $800,000. Like, well, what in the world is affordable about that? So you get rid of all these Airbnbs, like it might put $2,500. So if there's 5,000 Airbnbs in Summit County and you come up with $2,500, like that's another couple months of inventory. Our market's going to absorb those in 2 to 3 months, right? So it's not like this is going to be a silver bullet and magically all of a sudden you have, you know, $1,000 a month, two bedroom rentals, like not going to exist. So what is the likelihood that this thing is actually going to pass? You know, there's been a few different iterations of this coming to the Senate to be voted on, and it keeps kind of making some changes and some tweaks. It is seeing some opposition, but frankly, I don't think there's nearly enough opposition to prevent something like this from passing. I mean, look at it on the surface and how you can propose a bill like this. On one hand, you say, hey, you know, we're going to tax the heck out of Airbnbs in hopes of making more affordable units to buy or rent. And on the other hand, you have the opposition saying, you know, oh, this is going to create, you know, a bigger pinch of inventory for people wanting to go skiing. I just don't think the opposition to it has much of a leg to stand on. It's a much sexier headline to say, hey, we're trying to create more affordable housing. And yes, people that own multiple Airbnbs are going to have to pay a lot more in taxes. And most people are gonna cheer about that, right? And at the end of the day, I just don't think, that the opposition to keep something like this from passing is going to get through. So I think there's a high likelihood of this going through. Now, what do the logistics look like of, what's going to actually happen if this passes, when this passes? Well, you're going to have to, fill out an affidavit on your properties stating what the intention is going to be for your property for the upcoming year. And there is a penalty if you get caught lying on it, but I wouldn't lie on it, right? I would be absolutely forthright and upfront because people do report Airbnbs all the time. It happens in Denver constantly. I've had several friends that, have had to end up selling their properties before there were, different laws in the county of Denver for how many Airbnbs you can have and what constitutes, a short-term rental. And they've had to turn over their properties because they got turned in from neighbors because they saw more than a couple of people coming. And you get nosy neighbors, COVID hit, lots of people work from home. And so I think you will get reported, whether or not you have it designated as a short-term rental or not. And I think the city's going to investigate, and I think they're going to crack down big time. And I think there's a lot of lobbyist money on the hotels, and they want their revenue so they can increase their prices. And that's the game we kind of play. So I think if you own multiple Airbnbs, this is really worth digging into. I'll have a link in the description below of the current proposed bill. It's a short read, and I've got some great articles. Actually, I'll link those in the description below to kind of break it down of people who have really dug into this. And this was probably the best article that I've seen on Colorado Hard Money Lender. And this goes over all the changes, all the proposals in the bill. And just to give you a quick overview from someone who has done a lot more research, admittedly, than myself on it, this will impact a much greater deal. So this new bill, and like I said, there's been a few different iterations of it. It is progressing through the legislature. And under the bill, properties rented nightly for more than 90 days a year are subject to commercial property tax rates for the days they are rented. The commercial property tax rate is 29%, while the residential rate is approximately 7%. So this is four times higher, right, is what they're proposing than where we currently are. So here's the deal. There are some major gaps in this proposal to classify short-term rentals. So how do you define multiple properties? Well, the law doesn't clarify whether someone must own multiple properties in Colorado to trigger the higher tax rate, or whether they can own two homes in, say, Florida and a third in Colorado and skirt the higher taxes. So yeah. How are they gonna view and manage this stuff? And it's going to be easy to subvert multiple properties, meaning the way the law is written now, it would not be hard to subvert the law. For example, assume a married couple, which one could have their own second home that they use as a short-term rental. Furthermore, you could set up unique trusts or LLCs that only hold one property so as to not trigger commercial property taxes. I mean, how are they going to keep track of all of this stuff? So under the original bill, nightly rentals are classified as commercial only if they're rented for 90 days or more. Cities currently have a problem even defining which properties are currently nightly rentals, and yet who is going to track the actual days a property is rented? Does the legislature think that assessors or government agencies really have the time or capability to track this? It'll be next to impossible to actually enforce the provision of 90 days. So is this just going to be something that goes through that has no weight whatsoever? It's absolutely possible. Now, if you were buying a property with the intent of renting it heavily, the commercial property tax rate will likely throw a big wrench in your plans. Furthermore, some owners that rely on the nightly rental for their mortgages or for retirement, like, that's who's going to feel this the most. When your numbers are really tight, this is going to have a big impact on you. And there's going to be substantial impacts on prices if the proposed legislation to tax nightly rentals as commercial properties become law if they're used for more than 90 days. It's hard to predict exactly the impact, but I suspect you could see values in some ski towns drop by 20% or more. I think people underestimate how many Airbnbs are actually in these ski towns. So there's a lot of moving parts. This article, like I said, is phenomenal. It's one of the better reads on it that I've seen, and I will have a link in the description below for you to check out. And so if you have any questions in the meantime, like, I'm here, feel free, call, text me. My phone number is below. For those of you who are listening, 303-552-4804, feel free, shoot me a message. I'd love to talk with you about it, put you in touch with people that know this maybe a little bit more than I do, because if this is a big concern for you, like, it could have life-altering effects. And ladies and gentlemen, until the next time, happy housing.